from the Light 92 News Center. This is an information update.
It is 20 degrees in Brantford, 20 in Hamilton, 19 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. The Canadian dollar today trading lower, 72.19 cents U.S. The TSX falling 98 points. I'm Brian Sylvester. QP says unpaid work for Air Canada flight attendants is over. The union representing the flight attendants reached a tentative deal with the airline this morning and said that unpaid work was a huge sticking point in negotiations. It had said flight attendants worked an average of 35 unpaid work hours every month. Yesterday, Jobs Minister Patty Hajdu said the federal government is launching a probe into allegations of unpaid work in the airline sector. Air Canada says it plans to get more than half of its scheduled flights today in the air after reaching a tentative deal with the union representing its flight attendants. By the end of the day, the airline plans to complete 53% of scheduled flights, with a focus on international departures. Air Canada says a return to full regular service will take 7 to 10 days. A Brantford daycare has reopened after it closed because a dead bat was found and confirmed to have rabies. Creative Mind Daycare temporarily closed last week. The dead bat was found in one of the rooms, testing positive for rabies. Grand Erie Public Health has worked with the daycare to confirm that all necessary safety measures were followed. The public health agency says they performed a thorough investigation of the facility before lifting the closure order on Monday. A string of alleged cemetery thefts has police appealing for help. Ontario Provincial Police say thefts have been reported at 4 cemeteries in Norfolk County since last week. Police say the suspects appeared to be looking for items with brass and bronze, including nameplates and screws. They say in one case, suspects also took an urn. Police are urging residents who live nearby or visit a cemetery to pay attention for any suspicious behavior. The Bank of Canada is paying close attention to the latest inflation data. StatsCan says cheaper gas prices helped the country's annual inflation rate cool to 1.7% in July, down from 1.9% in June. Beyond the gas pumps, there were signs of prices accelerating at the grocery store and in housing. The central bank will be looking through the data as it prepares for its next interest rate decision in September. Its policy rate is currently at 2.75%. In sports, baseball tonight, Toronto is at Pittsburgh. Light 92 weather, showers this evening, the risk of a thunderstorm, 10 to 15 millimeters of rain, the overnight low 19. Tomorrow, more showers in the forecast, risk of a late day thunderstorm, 24 with a humidex of 32. Thursday, some sunshine and 26. Right now, it is 20 degrees in Brantford, 20 in Hamilton, and 19 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.